Auckland's Mayor Wayne Brown has just made public his plan to balance the city's books, restating his intention to sell council shares in the city's airport and promising to keep household rates under 6.7%. Auckland has a $325 million hole in its budget, with another $50 million in storm recovery as well. The mayor has spoken to some media this morning, saying this year's budget was one of the hardest in Auckland's history, and that much of his plan has stayed the same, although he has backed down on proposals to cut funding to social services. He now faces having to sell the final plan to councillors, who will vote on it next Thursday. RNZ reporter Finn Blackwell has been at the announcement this morning. Finn, good morning.
Morena.
So we had a bit of an overview already from the mayor over his plan. Can you just give us some of the details? Can we start with the proposed rates rise?
Yes, well, the mayor is proposing rates rise no higher than 6.7%. Now, he's been committed to keeping rates low as part of this budget proposal. In his presentation earlier, he said that fixing the budget gap with rates alone would lead to a 21.9% rates increase there.
Just looking at the split here, it looks like an overall rates increase of 9.8% I'm seeing reported, but that household rates would stay at the rate of inflation, 6.7%, so perhaps businesses paying more. His mission is to win his councillors over, of course, to his hopes of selling the airport shares. And are there some sweeteners in his final plan for councillors who were most upset at the original cuts?
Yes, well, he called on a few councillors, singling them out. Chris Fletcher was one, about upholding the pledge that they made to keep limited rates rises, no rates rises, when they were elected in last year. Now, he was singling them out because they are some of the ones who are opposing his proposal to sell the 18% shares that council has in Auckland Airport.
Was there anyone able to speak on that, by the way, or is this a straight-out presentation and the politics and the negotiation continues from here?
It does indeed. There were a few moments where the mayor called out various council-controlled organisations, some of whom their leadership was in the room and sort of echoed, "Oh, I would like a reply to that, thanks very much," kind of messages to the mayor. So I think it's mainly going to be up to debate. Obviously, next week we've got the meeting that will decide the final form of the budget, and it'll be debate and, as you say, discussion till then.
Was it a fairly testy presentation, therefore?
Well, it got off to an explosive start with a few media not being allowed in. They billed the meeting as an invite-only event, which meant some outlets like Stuff weren't actually allowed in the room. Now, that prompted a few journalists to suggest maybe walking out.
It is the biggest biggest online news outlet in the country, I think, Stuff, as well as holding a stable of newspapers. What did the other journalists say? Did they actually think about walking out, Finn?
They did. Calls for us to stage a walkout, essentially, to say that, you know, what was being done was petty, essentially. That didn't fully eventuate. It looked like it might have, but after a bit of back and forth, we stayed where we were before finally more media were able to make it into the room and set up their mics and cameras in front of the mayor.
So there was a bit of a show this morning, shall we put it that way?
Dramatic, to say the least.
And when it came to directly addressing councillors, what were some of the examples there?
Well, the one that sticks to mind was calling on Wayne Walker, who was present in the room. The mayor singled him out, saying we need to uphold this pledge. He read out the pledge aloud to the group, and basically said, "You need to uphold this. You need to back the proposal," was the message there.
So would you say it was belligerent, the presentation?
He was trying to get his message across as fervently as he could, I believe. And a lot of what he was saying, you know, he talked about getting the delivery of his five-point plan to stop waste, deliver on infrastructure, exercise more leadership over the CCOs. That's what we've heard since the start of his mayoralty, I suppose. And so it was the mayor attempting to say this is how it needs to go.
He has been building a political picture around this for some time. He's been very direct with councillors and saying you can't continue to ignore, you can't continue to have everything you want, keep rates down, borrow more, etc. So there's no doubt there has been an element of theatre right up to and including today. Now what happens, Finn? Now it's a question of whether or not all of this and whatever negotiations are happening behind closed doors can bring sufficient votes across to his planned airport shares sale. And the crunch moment, I think you said, was next week.
Yes, next week, the 8th, I believe. And that will be when councillors vote on whether or not to accept the proposal in its current form. And that's before it gets adopted at the end of the end of this month and put into effect from the 1st of next month.
I think I've seen the Herald reporting they believe that the mayor believes he only has 9 votes for and 12 votes against, with quite a bit of arm twisting going on, as we said. Were there any other key points that differ from his plan as we've understood it? I think he's reduced the cuts to the likes of Auckland Council, Auckland Transport and Tataki Auckland Unlimited, although there are job losses that have already been announced, aren't there, Finn? And the likes of the arts and culture grants, the social services, Citizens Advice Bureau, are they likely to be fully retained? Was he specific on any of those things?
He mentioned that he wanted to retain some of the cuts, but that they would be largely things like, as you mentioned, the Citizens Advice Bureau, the arts and culture sector was another one he singled out. He didn't want to make cuts from there, but he is trying to look for cost savings at every alternative. It's interesting that you bring up Auckland Transport, because we're here in their building currently. And one of the points that he that the mayor brought up was that he wanted them to move buildings to a cheaper location. To quote the mayor, he said the culture of extravagance has come to an end.
It's going to be a very interesting week. It's going to be a milestone in what is so far quite a short mayoralty, but it will determine whether or not he has the sort of swaying power that he has clearly set the scene for. Finn, if there's any indications during the day of numbers or further reactions from councillors, I'm sure you'll be reporting it on RNZ and do come back on, but I'm sure you'll be reporting online and on air today. Thanks very much, Finn Blackwell, who has been at another lively mayoral meeting in Auckland. This one was the unveiling of the Auckland Mayor's plan for this year's budget. As you know, a cornerstone is the sale of the airport shares. And we will wait to hear responses from various councillors later today and, of course, over the course of the next week.